It's always good to see a big crowd on a holy day, an evening. We've had good attendance all day long. I'm very proud of all of you. You have to go to Mass, I know, but you know, no one's holding a gun to your head. It's just like mortal sin to your head, but I'm very proud of you. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. Now, in this feast, we celebrate the Feast of all the saints, not just the saints whose names are on the list, as they say. The canon, another word for list, is a canon. So today we don't just celebrate the canonized saints, the saints officially recognized by the church as being in heaven, but we celebrate the feast of all the people, all the human beings who have gone to heaven. Now, this means that we're probably, hopefully, celebrating the feast of some of the people that you have known and loved in your life. Maybe your grandparents, maybe your parents, maybe some of your children. If some of you have children that died after baptism but before they reached the age of reason, then they are most certainly in heaven. I know, I think of this today, I think of my grandparents and my parents. I think some of them are in heaven right now. Some of them aren't there yet, I think, because they had a lot of things to work on. And so they're in purgatory, but they're going to heaven. So we'll pray for them tomorrow. We shouldn't assume somebody's in heaven because we want to pray for them in case they're not. But like I do with my own mother, who I think was a living saint, I pray for her every day, but I also pray to her every day. I hope she's in heaven. I think she's in heaven, but I don't want to get to heaven and have her scold me for leaving her in purgatory for too long. Which she would do so nicely, because that's the way she was. So we remember these people, and we think about them in heaven, and we think about how happy they are now. You know, when someone dies, we mourn them. But if we're mourning them because we're worried about them, then we have a lot to worry about. But normally, hopefully, we're mourning someone who was a good Christian because we're hurting, because we miss them. But if they've gone to heaven, there's nothing to mourn for them. For them, even if they're in purgatory, because they're on the way to the best thing in the whole universe. We don't talk a whole lot about heaven. We probably should. We have so many good things in our lives today. You know, we have so many conveniences, and we get sick, and you know, we have modern medicine that can make us better. We have all sorts of entertainment and distractions. Too many things. All people who live in Northern Virginia know there are too many things that keep us busy that we like. But the thing is that none of these satisfy us. We're always looking for something better. There's always something that we're missing. And that is a longing that we have, each one of us, for heaven. Because we're created to go to heaven. And heaven is perfection. I've said this before, you probably heard me use this analogy, but imagine the most happiest moment in your life. Think about that for just a moment, the most happiest moment. Maybe it was your wedding day. Maybe it was when your baby was born. Maybe it was when you graduated from college, whatever. Think about the happiest moment in your life. Heaven is infinitely better than that. And it goes on forever. Someone asked me, well, wouldn't you get perfect in heaven if everything was perfect? Are you nuts? That would please you. That would draw you even more and more deeper and deeper and deeper always into joy. This is what the saints in heaven enjoy right now. And so we rejoice for them today. And we hope for that the people we love are in heaven. And tomorrow, in this particular way, we'll pray for those who might not be. But we also then remember for ourselves. You know, in the scriptures and in the early church, they usually, when they referred to the saints, they were usually talking about people like you and me. They were talking about the baptized, not the people necessarily already in heaven. They would mean that, but primarily when they said the saints, when you read the scripture, they were talking, St. Paul, when he says, when I think about the saints, he means he's thinking about the people on earth. The holy ones, the baptized ones who are pursuing, even if imperfectly, pursuing heaven. And so we remember today our union with the saints in heaven, and there we're created to be in fellowship with them. Beginning here on earth, by being in relationship with them, that's why we pray to the saints and they pray for us, because we're in relationship with them. They love us, we love them. But we also want that fellowship to be perfect. We want to see God face to face, and we want to be there and see all the saints and angels face to face. And so we long for heaven ourselves. And if you don't long for heaven, then you have to stop and think about what it is, what your priorities are, and what is really important in your life. Because if you put heaven as most important, then everything else is second. And everything else really, especially our sins, especially our mortal sins, become an abomination and something we don't want to go anywhere near. Because why would we want to lose perfection for something that passes in 30 minutes or a couple of days or even 30 years? Especially when the alternative to heaven, the eternal alternative to eternal happiness, is eternal pain and sadness. So tonight we set our hearts and our minds and our lives towards going to heaven to fulfill the fellowship of the saints. And to do that, we remember those saints who are held up to us by the church on that list, the canonized saints. And we look to them for a great example and for intercession. Because we know that they're in heaven. And we know the church canonized them not just because they were holy, because there are lots of people who are obviously holy who aren't on the list of the church. But that's not because we don't love them or we don't recognize that they were holy, but because the people that we have as canonized saints are held up by the church as heroes, as examples. This is what it means to be a saint on earth and then to become a saint in heaven. And so we look at the saints that are important in our lives and we follow their example. And following their example on earth, we can follow their example by being with them in heaven and worshiping God and loving God and loving them and each other perfectly. So what saints do you hold close to you? I hope you hold some saints close to you. Some that you recognize as patrons. I've got a lot of them that I consider my friends. All the St. Johns are my friends. All the priests in heaven are my friends. St. Mary Magdalene is my friend. St. Raymond of Peñafort is a great example to me and my friend. I look to St. Raymond as an example of what a pastor is supposed to be, what a priest is supposed to be. Remember how, he stood up to bishops and the cardinals, and the Pope put him in charge of a great office in the church in Rome, and he was in charge of forgiving the sins of all the hard cases. He was the head of what they called the penitentiary, because he was an expert moral theologian and canon lawyer. And so bishops and cardinals answered to him. And so he wasn't afraid of bishops and cardinals. And he didn't want to be promoted. They offered him an archbishopric and to make him a cardinal. And he said no. He said, it always reminds me. And so every time they call me to offer me another archbishopric or cardinal, and I turned it down. And he was a great preacher. He was the head of the order of preachers. And so I looked to him as an example and try to imitate him by doing my very best to preach to you, both in the classes I teach and in the pulpit, realizing that the pulpit is perhaps maybe in many ways the 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, most important minutes that you get in the week in getting to know about Jesus and the church. St. Raymond encourages me and prays for me. Every moment when I walk up to this pulpit, I say, St. Raymond, pray for me. I remember how he stood and defended marriage, how he stood against the king when the king had his girlfriend with him in Mallorca. And Raymond walked away and walked down to the beach and threw out his cape and sailed across the sea because he wouldn't put up with the king's immorality. This is what we look to the saints. They are our heroes. You know, there really isn't a Superman. We know that, right? But there are supermen and women. Especially if we consider what that word super means, above. Right? Super in Latin means above. And the supermen and women, our heroes, are in heaven. And they got there by being supermen and women, holy men and women on earth. And so today, we celebrate the feast of all the saints, the canonized, the non-canonized, and even in some certain sense, the saints on earth, us. Because we aspire, all of us, I hope, aspire to be saints. And if you don't, then think long and hard, because there's no real reason for you to come to church anymore if you don't want to be a saint. I mean, you're wasting your time. But I want you to be a saint. God wants you to be a saint. Most importantly, God made you to be a saint. And if you pursue holiness by imitating the great example of the saints that you knew in your own families, your friends, and you imitate the great example, the heroic example of the great heroes of the church, the canonized saints, this is how we'll get to heaven. This is how we will be happy and joyful forever. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.